We are continuing the introduction here to Shnayim Ochzim, and we've basically pointed out that the uniqueness of a Dinei Mamonos Mishpat is that it is made up of the Toveya and a Mitzvah, someone making a claim on someone else, and the claims are the case. Without a claim, without a taina, there's no case. And if a person brings Edim, so Edim again is what one of the individuals, the Toveya or the Nitva, could bring to prove their case. It's not Edim. Edim aren't just some, you know, like in a Dinei Nefashos case, they don't just come and testify arbitrarily. They're part of the arsenal of the Toveya and the Nitva, the Toein and the Nitva. And what, as you said, what Shnayim Ochzim is, for the most part, scenarios where you don't have one side that has Edim, but rather they have their Tainas. Sometimes they might be all they have, their Tainas. The question is how to deal with that. But most of the time there's some other factors that play a role. And last year we already discussed that, number one, the nature of the Tainas themselves could have more power and force, like a Bari, which is a definite, certain claim, right, as opposed to a Shema, which is a claim where the person doesn't know, but he's still claiming, I don't know. He has to make a claim, otherwise he loses. And then, besides that, so it could be a Bari v'Shema, Bari v'Bari, Shema v'Shema, Tainas. But besides that, we said there's the principle of Migo, which we discussed last time. We're not going to get into it again. And we started discussing different types of chazakas. And we talked about last week the idea of what I call a cheskas raya, a chazaka that has an evidential quality to it, such as a chazaka ein adam boyel bilasoy bilas nus, chazaka ein adam tareach suda umafsida. Listen to this one. Chazaka roiv beilois. It's chazaka or rov? It's called chazaka rov beilois. Yeah. But you say chazaka is not rov. It's a chazaka. Okay. Anyway, the idea of chazaka, in the sense that there's an evidential quality. It's the nature of things, the way people, presumptions about human behavior. And we pointed out it could be either the nature of the human condition, or it could be statistical based on, you know, the particular society. We were mechalek that they might be different. You know, one might be more what's called a ruvin lesser kaman. One might be more called a chazaka. They might interchange. They might be different. So something's in the nature of the human condition as opposed to statistical. We pointed out one might be more of a birur type of evidence, where you're actually being mevarer the reality, and one might be, you know, just the way the Torah gave you to pasken up in cases of suffix. The din might be a din. Okay, but there, in both those cases, there is an, whether you say it's a din, or whether you say it's the Torah, you know, paskening up on the suffix, there's no doubt that there's an evidential quality to it. The question is, how does the Torah view it? Does the Torah view it as evidence, or does the Torah view it as a din? But then we went and we've showed there are other chazakas in the other extreme, like a cheskas haguf or a chazaka de meikara, which there's no havamina that there's an evidential quality to it. The fact that there was a chazaka beforehand that a woman, right, was a, you know, was muteres to a kohen. Let's say we're not even talking about the mamas right now. I'm just giving an example. Doesn't at all, you know, right, tell us that once she had bia, that she, you know, that she was boel to a Yisrael more than to a guy. Even though halachically, based on a chazaka de meikar, that she was muteres to a kohen, the halacha might define and touch up that she is she. No, they trickle in one by one, but you know the like the bless. So if that's the case, right? So that clearly is a din. But what you should realize is that concept again, and it could impact. It could be relevant in dinei mamonos as well, because you could have, like, for example, in the sugyas and ksuvas, when we're trying to, you know, determine ksuva issues and things like that. So there's the issue of a woman being a besula versus being a bu'ula. And there's a cheskes haguf, there's a presumption, not a presumption, there's a status quo that she had from birth until we know that status quo has, you know, has been changed. So she's the cheskes besula. And that might impact dinei mamonos. But again, the fact that she was a besula when she was born, and we say keep the status quo in a suffix scenario, that extra, you know, halachic din, if you will, is not in a birur sense. Sometimes you'll see achronim calling it birur. It's a mevarer. What they mean to say is that, I don't know if we got to this part, yes, last week. Did we get to this part last week? What they mean to say is that it might be what we call a machria. We discussed this last time? On Monday? It might, when they say the birur on a chazaka de meikara, what it means is that the Torah is paskening based on the chazaka de meikara, that this is the way it is. Okay? It's paskening, let's say, muteres the coin. As opposed to saying, you know, we're not paskening definitively the muteres the coin. It's still the suffix, Batsa. But based on Chazaka de Meikara, the Torah is allowing one to be noheg. As if, let's say in this case, the girl, the woman. The Torah is allowing her to be noheg as if she's muteres. Nafkamina would be the kid. Nafkamina would be the child. Because, will the child be muteris to a kohen? Right? That's obviously going to depend on if the mother was paskined up as muteris. That means she was paskined as having been by a Yisrael. So therefore the kid's going to be okay. But if that's, it's still a suffix whether she was by a Yisrael or a kohen, so then the kid obviously is going to be born the suffix, and the kid never had that chazaka de meikara. Okay? So that was a quick review. Now, we move into what? We move into the area of chazakas that are unique to dini mamonos. And that is, first, we have to appreciate and understand that karka and metaltalin are different. Because in karka, there's no concept of the chazaka of possession, of being muchzak, or a cheskas mamo. There's no principle such as that. As we're going to, one of the primary chazakas that we're going to be dealing with is this chazaka of possession. That's the first tosfos. Muchsak, having possession of an item. That's only by metaltalin. That's not by karka. Again, just want to reiterate, going through all these concepts, nigo, rov, chazaka, right? Chazaka de Meikara, Chazkas Haguf, these are all going to be supports to Tainas, and they're going to be team-ups. It's not just going to be a question of, okay, you know, what's this Chazaka mean? There might be, right, a Chazaka along with Amigo. It might be Amigo along with this type of Chazaka. Amigo, Erov, Keneged Amigo. These are all going to be factors, and analyzing them properly is going to be a major operation. Major operation. I heard a tape from my Rebbe the other day. He was doing Steinmetz in it was like 7 years ago. Rav Yehuda Parnas. I don't know if you ever heard of him. Yehuda Parnas. So this is already when he was about 70. He's now 85. Can I 85? This is what I heard when he was 78 giving shir. So he said he felt like, I say this is the first time I ever feel like I have a handle on Shnayim Osim. You know? He said, I'll probably say that the next time I'm learning it too. You know? But that's the nature of it. That's our goal here, is to try to stick to the Rishonim as much as possible and try to get a handle on it. It'd be interesting for Eitan, because Eitan, you know, have learned it from both perspectives, like the broad Shev Shmaisa, you know, throw the kitchen sink at you, as opposed to, like, you know, coming from the bottom up, you know, this to, you know, so be interesting to see how everything pans out with a good friend Eitan over here. But anyway, the next, so we have karka. So when it comes to karka, what do you have? You have basically two types of chazakas. Okay? You have what's called a cheskas marikama, which means that there's the chazaka that a person, we know this person owned the land prior to the suffix that arose, and the fact that he owned the karka, either because he inherited it, or he has a bill of sale from way back when. So he has a cheskas marikama. Now a suffix arose. So that plays a very, very big role. So much so, that because there's no principles of cheskas mamon, right, for numerous reasons, okay, not to minimize the fact that a lack of shtar is, you know, also plays a role here, but someone's on a field and squatting even 2 years, it means diddly in halacha. Because again, there's no cheskas mamon, so all we could go with is a cheskas marikama. As you all know, there's another chazaka here. The chazaka being, by the way, before we get to this other chazaka, now a cheskas marikama, right, is one of these interesting chazakas again. Like, how do you deal with it? What type of chazaka is that? There's no possession. It's historic. So depending on the nature of the suffix, if it's a real suffix that arose, the chora, it's very similar to a chazaka de meikara. Let's keep the status quo. It's a status quo chazaka. But on the other hand, it might be more than that if there's no real leidas hasafek. There's no real leidas hasafek, then, you know, it's more of a presumption. Like, you know, you're the owner until we know otherwise. If something occurs that creates, you know, safek, then the most you could then go ahead and say is that it's like a chazaka de meikara, which again is either a din or Aniyug. By the way, the ramifications of a chazaka de meikara or a cheskas marikama being either a din, a machriya, or a niyug is going to have unique ramifications in the area of dinei mamonos. Because again, you know, in the area of Isser Veheter, it's a pretty simple type of thing. You have, you know, so you'd normally say, let's say, Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. And now, based on Din, we either paskin up the Safek or we say, be noyeg a certain way. But when you're dealing with, you know, two individuals in a Din Torah, like, how do you eat something like that? Like a Nihug. I was like, what does a Nihug mean? I'm going to be noyeg this way? Like, the Bali Dvarim on noyeg, you have to, it's going to get pretty complicated. Going right there in Karka, so what we have is another concept, another type of seemingly Cheskas Raya. Okay? He holds that this is also just status quo, Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Interesting. Okay? So you have Cheskas Gimel Shanim, which classically is learned, is understood, as if a guy's on the field for 3 years, even though he doesn't have a shtar, and the what, the marikama doesn't do anything about it, just twiddling his thumbs for 3 years, and he has the, right, he's not in some far off place, scenario, where he could have made this macha, could have been moche, and in Pashas we have a different type of chazaka, that's sort of like a cheskas raya, that, right, a cheskas raya, that a sale, assuming the guy makes the taina that there was a sale, that a sale occurred. So when the one who was squatting for 3 years says there was a sale, that cheskas gimel shanim supports, the taina. Okay? If there's no cheskas mamon, then it's not. Anyway, we'll hock more. We'll hock more. This is just intro time. In all of these things, the exact definition is going to hopefully be pressed. I gave a hakdama in the last hakdama. We talked about how I was very open to Migo, both, you know, dealing with it in both ways. I already preparing the sugya of Migo. I'm already getting proof one way, and once I start getting proof one way, it's very hard for me to even be gyres the other approach until I see other Rishonim saying it, even though it is a famous Chakira in Shas. So we'll see as we go through it. If it could be explained according to both approaches, we'll go with both approaches. Then we move now into Cheskas Mamon. Cheskas Mamon, by the way, I don't know if you saw the Maamar Kaimis yet, so I had you see the Gemara. I had you see the Gemara in Bava Kama, which is the source for Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Araya. Okay, the Gemara there says, happens to be in the sugya of Rov not being what Motzi from Mamon. What? Rov not being motzi from mamon, Shmuel's halacha, right? That rov cannot be motzi from mamon, and that opposed to sumchas is a concept of in possession. The other one who's coming with his claims and tainas, hamotzi mechaveril olav araya, and even rov according to Shmuel will not beat out, right, the fact that someone is in possession. So the Gemara first comes with a source, the source being Moshe Rabbeinu telling Aaron and, you know, the Zakenim, Aaron and Chur, right, that if anyone, if it's the Baldvarim Yigash, right, the Baldvarim should, you know, approach. And the Darish Yagish, that he should that the Baldvarim should present their what? Their claims, right, to the what? To Aaron and Chur, etc. So that, they see, there has to be presenting something. We can't just, it's not just claims alone are not going to do it. There has to be something to be presented. Something substantive to be motzi from the muchzak, the one who has this cheskas mamon. Rabbeinu Yonasan that I had you see in the Shita Mekubetzes. I think it was Rabbeinu Yonasan, right? Rabbeinu Yonasan that I had you see the Shita Mekubetzes. So he points out that the Gzeres HaKasuv implies that even a robe won't be good, etc., etc. Then the Gemara goes on and it says, nah, it's a svara. If someone has, we'll go with Dr. Stern, someone has a ka'ev, so he doesn't just go to the doctor, right? Okay, the way the Gemara says it is, someone has a ka'ev, right? So he goes to the who? The Bayasya. He brings it to the what? He brings it to the doctor. So to here, right? I'm also a chayav right. The question is, what does that mean? So the truth is, what does that mean? Like, in terms of I'm also a chayav right. So it's interesting. When I read the Gemara, this is the way I touched it up. And then we saw the Rabbeinu Yonasan, who has a very novel way of understanding it. The way I understood it is the way my son was just home the other day. His whole yeshiva had like some you know virus, so he was telling me the way he understood it, and the way I understood it also, that if you have a ka'ev, meaning you have a certain illness, a certain status quo, right, a certain illness. So basically, you need something. A doctor, right, to go ahead and remove that. That's why I understood, like, without getting too fancy. So therefore, in the halachic universe as well, you have a certain, right, situation where Bezdin, you know, needs to go ahead and deal with, right, a certain what. A certain problem. But what's the given? What's the given? The given is, this guy is what? This guy is holding on to the money. So if he's holding on to the money, you need to have something, okay, that's going to what? That's going to pull it out. Same way you need a doctor, so you need something to go ahead and change that ka'ev will stay. Same way the money's gonna stay where it is. Right? That's the way I would have. How do you feel the pay? Is the pay moving from here to here? And it goes through. It gets very dramatic. Like you're talking about a doctor. Like you have your head's hurting. Is it only hurting here? Is it moving? Is it this? Is that? You know, he has to. If he doesn't have facts, he can't do anything. That's the pshat with substance. Remember, tainas. All tainas are. We don't view tainas as anything more than claims. So therefore, without any real facts, Bezdin, who's like the what? Who's like the doctor? What I thought that was fascinating about this is, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, if you got a problem, you go to a doctor. So I said, okay, so that means that the doctor is necessary to remove it. So I said, you have a problem, so you need, right? If you have a problem, you need to have facts. The facts are like the doctor. To go ahead and what? And remove that. That's how I would have learned. What?
I'm not sure it's so sad.
It might or might not be, but it's interesting that he's learning the pshat because he's not learning. He's not saying is you're going to the doctor. It's not really the key you cite here. Is that when you go to the doctor, you have to describe your pain. That's not being described in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "You have a cave." I mean, you have to go ahead and show the doctor exactly what's bothering you so that he can deal with it. What? Yeah, so a doctor, a pain, he goes to the doctor. Therefore, I'm also right. That's all it says.
Explains it.
Rabbeinu Yonasan. What he says is that when you go to a doctor, you have to go ahead and you have to describe your pain for him to deal with the pain. And therefore, I'm also bechavel v'raya, a bezdin has to have some real facts before they could go ahead and deal with the money being in this guy's possession.
No,
by the doctor, the facts are what's bothering the person. In bezdin, the fact cannot be what the people claim, because that's not viewed as fact. That's just people fighting out in court. So the only thing that the nimshal here is not what they're saying. It's what they have as facts, and therefore you can be mochi. Now the question is there a what? What? What do you say?
I don't like the word facts, yeah, because it's not facts. The facts are what they tell them. Say them whether it's.
Yeah, but I say, in the mashal, it's facts that are coming from what the person's saying. When translated into Bezdin, right? It can't mean what the individuals are saying. It has to be the support and the raya. In this case, the raya. In order to be able to go ahead and do something about the cheskas mamon, the status quo, okay? As we go through the sugya, is exactly, you know, what is this cheskas mamon? Now, I think if you're learning like me, you don't need to say that whole. It's not the push up shot. He's understanding you bring your cave. It means you're describing your cave, and that's why you have to bring facts. No. Without Rabbi Yonasan, it's. You need a doctor. You need to be able to do something, right? Have something real in order to what? Take away the status quo. So to also here, you need facts. You need something real to go. No, that's not. No, that's not everybody understand. No. To me, the mushal and nimshal is the doctor, and the doctor is the same thing as the facts. Doctor has to do something. He has to do something. Right, you go to a doctor to heal you. So therefore you need... Sure, because it's the facts that are basically removing the status quo. Yeah, okay, but again, so then it's the doctor to the bezdin. But it's not the info that's being given.
Pregame, we could jump all over.
Right. But again, I think in the first way of looking at it, I think it's fine, because if you view it as like... That has to be what? That has to be removed. So you need something to do it. Something more to Rabbeinu Yonasan as we go through. I think there's something that's driving him not to say the way. Because the way I'm saying it, it's just like a regular status quo type of thing. And here in our sugya as well. And that is, kol ma shetachas yado, this is the concept of muchzakim. By the way, Ramalino still understands muchzakim as chazak as also, right? Is that, or is it a different idea? You're not sure. Okay. So muchzakim idea of kol ma shetachas yado shaloi. Achronim describe that as a birur. The way the Achronim describe it is, sounds like the possession of something. I don't go ahead and look at, Dr. Stern's shirt. If I went ahead and just right now and ripped it off from him, and I can look at you, or before I even look at rip it off from him, I don't go in and say, you know what? Like, no, this is a basic assumption. You know, that's Dr. Stern's shirt. And if I go and take it, I ripped it off. It's a presumption that this is his shirt. He has it. He's in possession of it. We don't assume someone's a gazer. Okay? A stronger idea than stam amotzi mechavel v'raya. Now, they might use the terms Hamotzi Mechavel V'Raya there, because obviously if you bring a Raya that Dr. Stern went ahead and that Raya, that Birur, goes out the window pretty quickly. Okay? Begin with time. I can't, you know, it's very hard to,
yeah, no, that clock is
you can't see the clock. It looks very pretty, but you can't see the time. What? Is this because I can't? My eyes aren't good, or
no, it's we have this blocker right over here.
What does that say?
57.
Okay. So now we begin, and the real, yeah. I mean, no, not really, but we're done with the, as Dr. Lavi says, stay around long enough, you'll meet him one of these times.
Now long enough means at least 6 weeks.
What?
No,
you'd be the only one.
Yeah. No one else gets an arm covered. That's why they're all so prepared. Zeh Omer Ani Metasiya, v'zeh Omer Ani Metasiya. Zeh Omer Kula Shali, Zeh Omer Kula Shali, Zeh Yishav Hashem L'Bapachim L'Chatzia, v'zeh Yishav Hashem L'Bapachim L'Chatzia, v'yachloku. So we have here a psak of yachloku. When two people are holding on to a talis, say that it's all theirs, they found it, it's all theirs. We'll get into the Gemara, why they say both of these, why the Mishnah says both of these things. But for our purposes now, they're each claiming the whole talis. Into Tosfos and all his issues. Just the first Rashi itself will raise some issues. We're not going to crunch Rashi yet because we're going to need to see all the Rishonim, Tosfos Bava Basra, the Riva, possibly the Ramban, and then we can come back to Rashi and maybe see if we can get a handle on Rashi. There's going to be a bunch of Rashis there. Eichsin, the Shneim Muchzakim Ba. The only time we say achloku is if what? Mishma, if no one was holding it, that wouldn't be a psak. Ve'ein lezeh koyach ba yoyser mizeh. Koyach ba yoyser mizeh. What's that all about?
Because they're both holding on, so they both have the same koyach.
So, okay, sorry, what's your name again? What's his name again? Moshe what? You look like an Avrik that I was a Talmud of mine. So this is the way I would have learned pshat. This is the way I would have learned pshat. Ve'ein lezeh koyach ba yoyser mizeh. By the way, Achorim do learn like you, and I would have learned this way as well, and I still might learn this way. But we're going to see something very fascinating in the riff in a second. It says ve'ein lezeh koyach ba yoyser mizeh, which implies that he's telling you, and it makes a lot of sense. This is what he's saying. We're talking about a scenario where all we have is claims. Someone has something else. In fact, Achron the Beferish, if one guy had a Migo, he'd win. I think it's true. The question is that's what Rashi's saying right here. Okay? But I'm very comfortable with that pshat, and was very comfortable with that pshat, except it's very interesting. Look at this. This is one of these big dilemmas you always have. Look at the Rashi in the riff.
Something out, right?
You saw Rashi in the riff?
Yeah.
No, more than left something out. He changes. There's a change in there. Listen to this Rashi in the riff. He says, "Dafka ochzin sheshneim muchzakim ba sheshneim muchzakim ba." Look at what he says. Ve'ein lezeh. Biyado.
He leaves out the word koach.
But more than that, ein lezeh biyado yoyser mizeh. So it's two things. He's not using the word koach, and he's saying ein lezeh biyado. Sounds like he's referring to the Gemara later on. What happened? What?
Tightly holding it.
Or right. Hold like. Let's say I'm holding this, and you're holding it like that. That's what we're talking about. Let's say I'm holding like this. So then I get up to here, the Gemara says later on. So that's what Rashi might be saying. So now you go back to the Rashi in the Mishnah, and you say, Ein lezeh koyach ba yoyser mizeh.
Equal. One of them spoke just on how much they're holding. No, one
is saying, what you're saying, that's a lot. You mean what's nafkamina?
Yeah.
No, nafkamina is maybe, This is not. Maybe this is incorrect. In other words, what you're saying?
If there was a Migo, if there was an outside source, and Rashi and Riff doesn't seem to be knocking that out. Rashi would focus just on what's going on right here in front of us.
Right.
Whereas the Rashi in on the Gemara seems to imply that overall they got no one's got nothing on the other guy.
So everyone would agree if you have something really strong on your side, you'll obviously win. But from Rashi, the way you're explaining Rashi, it sounds like if you have, right, just like amigo, or this, that, you win. Ain't lezeh koyach, right? Ba yoyser mizeh.
But wouldn't he?
What?
I mean, both equal.
It depends.
I mean, it depends on what it is.
Also, right, obviously, you know, because you're saying it's always going to be, is that considered kayach or not?
Right.
It's significant. All right, but again, but that, I think that part of it's going to be, what is the power, you see, help us determine whether your pshat is correct. At the end of the day, is going to be very significant. Because now let's just go on with Rashi a second. And he goes on and he says, She'ilu haisa biyad echad levado, who was only what? In one person's hand, havi idach hamotzi mechavero ve'alav lahavi raya be'edim shehi shalom. So what's Rashi telling us here? It sounds like he's just being mimayet, one of them holding it over what?
Both of them.
Over both of them holding it. And then when we don't really know what he holds when no one's holding it. That's going to be a big issue. What if no one's holding it and they both have claims? Is that a yelchokus scenario? And then he says even something more fascinating. He says, "Ve'eno neman zeh litol b'shvua." And this individual who isn't holding it at all, is not neman to do what? To take it with the shvua. What's the havamina? I can take it with a shvua if he's muksak. What kind of nonsense is that? And okay. So first of all, what's interesting is just his lotion of litol b'shvua. Shvua sounds like the shvua here is a shvuas ha, as opposed to what? A shvuas ha neftarim. Most shvuas d'oraisa and even the rabbanon, no, there's all shvuas d'oraisa. And even the Rabbanan, okay, are shvuos and aftarim. They're basically shvuos that support the nitva from having his money extracted from him in different scenarios. But they're not, shvuos don't enable someone to take, except for some unique shvuos, the Rabbanan. This seems for Rashi to be one of them, because if he's comparing it to Shnayim Olsen, he's saying, and here Eino Neman Litol b'shvua, sounds like the shvua of Shnayim Olsen, according to Rashi, is a shvuas ha-nitalin, which has is going to have significant ramifications, and is, in a certain sense, is going to be, I think, minimizing the Olsen factor here, because Olsen is the real issue here. That each of them are muhsa, just be things, and then the shvua might, for them to hold on to their half. It would be more like a shvua swat. Like, you're pulling
half away. Yeah, but you have to say that, and the kid's really got not holding on to nothing.
I understand, but why would he go ahead and even bring up a shvua lito, if that's not the shvua that we're talking about in our what? In our Mishnah.
Well, that could be part of his whole explanation, teaching you for the first time.
I'm not comfortable with Rashi telling us here that he's teaching us the principle of a motzi b'chavel of a raya.
No, he's not. He's teaching that grabbing is considered a muksa, as opposed to a marikam. We know about a marikam and muksa, but we don't know that about the davar grabbing onto something. That's all of a sudden comes.
I'm saying the Gemara there, right in Bava Kama, is talking a motzi b'chavel of a raya by Muhsakim. He's not talking about by...
Okay, but this is the first case. I'm saying it's not so crazy. Rashi would give you an idea.
I'll tell you, I think what might be flowing here is when Rashi says, "V'ein l'zeh koyach b'yoysem izeh," Rashi's learning it, and namely what? The guy's holding, what might be interesting here is maybe, again, we're going to have to get into this, maybe what he's trying to say here, to make a havamina out of this, if again, I'm holding up until the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, and Dr. Stern's holding the edge. You might have thought that in that case, a shvua would be able to what? A shvua would be able to get me half. And that's why he's comparing, right? That's what he means. Ve'ein lezeh koyach v'zeh yoyte mizeh she'ilu, why is he getting into that? She'ilu hoysa b'yad echa levado havi'idach ha'mosi mechavel avaraya. So we have really two ways of understanding this. If you understand like Seth, right? And Rabbeinu Avrik, that's what he used to call Gavriel, Rabbeinu Avrik, okay? So then, all he's really doing is he's telling us a bunch of halachas that you should be aware of. Number one is, Dafka Shneim Muchzakin, and that's all we have here. We have no other forces in play. And he's teaching us the concept of Hamotzi Mechavel Ovaraya, that the way he's saying is a little strange, Ilu Haisa, right, Ilu Haisa Biyad Echa Levado, but he's coming to teach us the idea of Muchzak, one person Muchzak, right, you can't go ahead and be Motzi from him with a Shvua, he's, right? No, that's the second, that's the second thing. That's the second thing, and that's the passage from the Rashi later on. The Ein Lezeh Koyach Yoseh Mizeh is talking about where they're holding in the item, and you might have thought that this one person holding any part of the item is equally muchzak to the other, right, in the whole thing, and he's coming to show that no, it's not true. What you're muchzak in, what you have possession in, that's yours, and no one can take that away with the shvua. Okay, so if I was holding this much, so Dr. Stern would not be able to take a shvua and get anything from.
It's a belief.
I wonder how much do we have a couple of minutes left?
We have 30 seconds.
Oh, let me just get it. Okay, so I want to dig in for real next on Monday. We really be starting. So Tosfos obviously deals with the biggest problem here, and these are really, you know, we already started touching on it a little bit in Rashi, and the reason why I'm leaving Rashi off because I'm not really sure what Rashi's shot is. You'll see soon enough, but what's going to end up happening is follows. There are going to be three cases. There is nothing going on. What that means? And sometimes they say, Yehimunah freeze it. Like, when do we say what? That's what it's all about.